greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello, good Sunday morning to you. Yes, we are deeply, richly blessed if we have friends. And I'm so glad you opened your homes, your convalescent places, penitentiaries, wherever you are. I might come in and tell you truly there is something we can believe in. We have a friend in Jesus. What a friend we have, one who sticketh closer than a brother. And I'm so glad that I can represent him this morning by telling you truly there is something we can believe in. That something truly is Jesus Christ. Don't you realize he hung up on a cross? He gave his life that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And I'm so glad for that. So let's get right into our broadcast this morning and do this song for you right here. And this one says, I never shall forget the day.
Long years ago,
without a sin,
I had no hope,
no
peace within. Down on my knees,
in agony,
I prayed to Jesus and he gladly set me free. I never shall forget the day. Sinner, come to
Jesus now,
at his dear feet, just humbly bow, confess to him
your every sin.
He'll save and cleanse you, give you peace and joy within.
Forget the day
when all the burdens from my soul were rolled away. It made me happy, glad and free. I'll sing and shout it, for he's everything to me. I never shall forget the day.
I'll sing and shout it because he is everything to me. You know, he means more to me today than he ever did. And I'm thankful for that. I hope that I'm representing him properly. I hope that you are listening very closely to Something to Believe In. And I trust that you are truly believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, because he said that he that cometh to God must believe that God is, and he is a rewarder to them that will diligently seek him. And he'll reward you, and he'll bless your heart. I'll tell you, when you've been blessed by God, you have truly been blessed. And I'm so glad today that I can represent him by your help and your support. We're going to carry on. And the snow has been flying. March has come in like a lion. Maybe she'll go out like a lamb. But anyhow, I'm so glad today that I am here representing him and also representing you. Hope that Carol and Ann's doing well. I haven't heard from them for a while. I don't know, unless I hear from people, how they're doing. I hope that James and Louise is doing good. and Betty Jo and Ernie and Patty and Barry Harper and all the people. And Doris Neely, I wonder about Doris Neely. I haven't heard from her for a while. I hope she's doing real well. And then Denise Brown, haven't heard from her for a while. I hope she's doing well. When I don't hear from people, I worry about them. It's not that I need your finances, but it's not that I'm bumming you for your finances. But anyhow, these are people who are on our prayer list, and I'm praying for you, and I hope that you're praying for me. Well, let's go back now, listen to this song, and hope you enjoy this one.
In the dark of the midnight, have I oft hid my face, while the storms howled above me, and there's no hiding place. In the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry, keep me safe till the storm passes by. Is over till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes. Satan tells me there's no need to try, for there's no end of sorrow, there's no hope by and by. Oh, but I know he is with me, and tomorrow I will rise, for the storm never darkens.
Thinking about B.R. Lakin. I know that you know about little brother B.R. Lakin. He was a West Virginia preacher who went up to Jerry Falwell's, and there he passed away. But he used to be preaching. He said, "Hallelujah, it's done. I've been cleansed by the blood of the crucified one." That's a great statement. Brother B.R. Lakin went home and be with the Lord. I know a lot of people. I was talking with a gentleman from up in Ohio, Howard Russell. Many of you know Howard. And we were talking about that. I said, you know, I've been blessed to know a lot of people, but a lot of people have passed my way. And I tell you, they're out of sight. They're in heaven now, but they're not forgotten. And I can remember them, how we used to preach and sing together and worship together. I miss them, but we will rejoin them one day there in heaven. So I'm gonna send this next song out to memory of your loved one and Martha also. Let's never always remember Martha. She was a blessing to this radio ministry and to my life.
I stood beside the graveside of my loved one, like planting seeds to watch and wait for spring. When Christ returns with all his power and glory, he'll call for death to come to life. Jehovah. We'll hear the shout, the trumpet sound, and us will sing. Since Jesus died, his death, it's lost in victory. If we're in Christ, the grave has lost its sting. You see, Christ conquered death, so he will conduct that great gigantic chorus. And when voice is raised and with a great shout of praise, then my friend dust, it will sing. When dust will sing on resurrection morning, the saints arise and let their voices ring. Those that remain, they will be changed in just a moment. And the trumpet sound, and us will sing. We'll hear a shout, the saints will leave the ground, the trumpet it will sound, and us
will sing. I go to the cemetery just about every day when it's pretty weather. The weather's been kind of bad lately, but I've been up there anyhow. I go up there and stand on Martha's grave, and I talk with her, and I remember her so vivid. And I go up there, and someone said, well, you go every day, don't you? I said, just about every day. It's pretty. I go up there. Me and the dogs go up there and just kind of mosey around, and I'm thinking, when I look one day, the graves will burst asunder. I'll not see Martha's grave open, but I'm going to be going in the air to meet the Lord in the air. And that's a great hope I have. He said, those that are alive remain shall be caught up together ever to be with the Lord in air. Aren't you looking forward to that day? Well, let's go to the message right now.
Isaiah said, for who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall be wounded for my transgression. He will be bruised for my iniquity. And the chastisement of my peace shall be upon him. And by his stripes I will be healed. God had an appointment for Jesus Christ to die at Calvary. And that appointment tells you that it's God warning the nation. One of the prophets spoke these words. I have sent prophets, you killed them. I have sent prophets, and you stoned them. I have sent one after another, and you have killed them or destroyed them. But last of all, I sent my only begotten Son. And you hung him on the cross. But then the Bible said, without the shedding of his blood, there would be no remission for our sins. This was an appointment. And God kept this appointment. After that, the veil was rent in twain as Jesus hung on the cross of Calvary and cried into the Father's voice. And we sometimes don't realize just how powerful it was. He said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. And as you hang there in agony and pain and suffering and all of that due to the fact that God said, this is my appointed time. I will finally warn the people for the last time. I will send my Son. He will die upon a cross for the sins of the world. And because of that, he said, now we can come boldly to the throne of grace, because without the shedding of his blood, there is no remission for sin. Give him a big hand for that. Warning after warning. That was our warning. There was another warning coming. I'm getting close to closing. Not closing, but getting close. Death. Every time you walk in a funeral home, I want you to be reminded that face that you're looking in may one day be your face that someone else is looking in. Because you see, God gave us that appointed time. The Bible said, as Job spoke, it said, my days are allotted unto me. The Bible also said it's like a vapor appears for a moment and then it's gone. And it vanishes away. Life is like that. But death in Hebrews 9 and 27, as it is appointed, it is appointed unto men to die, then after death the judgment. That is an appointment. You and I have got one more appointment in life after death. You and I are appointed to die. George, can you imagine? If this world tarries 100 years, I won't be preaching and you won't be sitting there listening. Every one of us will be dead if God tarries. There will not be one of us left unless it's one of the smaller children, maybe. And they've got to live a long life to do that. Every one of us will be dead. Every one of us will be gone. Our life will be over. But then, that's not the end. The appointment of the judgment. I wished it was 11:30 instead of 12:15. We don't realize what that judgment is really going to be like, Bob. I heard an old preacher friend of mine. I'd like to bring him back from the grave and let him preach you that sermon, My Final Journey. He said that that's going to be the happiest day of his life, is that final judgment. He said it's going to be to him like getting his diploma from high school. When his name is going to be called and he's going to step forward. He's going to be among this great gigantic choir, this great gigantic crowd, and God himself will be sitting upon the throne. And it's just as though he's handing out diplomas. And he said he's going to call my name, Don Humble! Don Humble! And Don said, I will say, here I am! And Don said, I will step forward, and I will receive my diploma. I will begin eternity at the feet of Jesus Christ. I will begin to eat from the greatest table ever set. I will be eating some of the finest food. Never a tear will darken my eye. I will say, here I am, Lord! Here I am, Lord! And I will hear him say, thou hast been faithful over just a few things. Now I'm going to make you ruler over many things. That great preacher, the words that he said, the last words he said, and I thought the world of him. I thought the world of him when he closed that great message, and you know what he said? Don't weep for me! He was old and feeble. We had to help him up on the stage. And he had to hold on to the pulpit to stand there to preach on his final judgment. And he stood there and trembled, his body trembled, but with a great voice he said, don't weep for me, because this is a journey that I have long been waiting for, and now my journey has ended. I'm now at the foot of Jesus, enjoying my judgment. I will hear him say, thou hast been faithful over just a few things, now I'm going to make you ruler over many things. That great preacher, the words that he said, the last words he said, and I thought the world of him. I thought the world of him when he closed that great message, and you know what he said? Don't weep for me! He was old and feeble. We had to help him up on the stage. And he had to hold on to the pulpit to stand there to preach on his final judgment. And he stood there and trembled, his body trembled, but with a great voice he said, don't weep for me! Because this is a journey that I have long been waiting for. And now my journey has ended. I'm now at the foot of Jesus, enjoying my judgment. Hey, wouldn't it be good to go into eternity knowing that we could face the judgment without pain? Hey, you say, preacher, what are you doing? I'm warning you. I'm trying to say to you, hey, these things are not just happening. God is warning you. God is warning you. Would you stand, please? Ever hit
this morning. I can sense the presence of Martha. Every time I play a song, people ask me the question, said, when you play Martha's songs, how do you feel about it? Well, I feel her presence here, and I always feel her presence near when she's singing her beautiful songs, and I believe that I will meet her in the morning on that beautiful shore. And she's just going on. Her race is run. My race will soon be run. And I'll go home to be with her. And when we get together, you're talking about a million, billion years, we will be together. Father, I pray for my unseen audience. I pray for God that you will save a soul this morning. Wouldn't it be good, God, if people would turn to you before it's everlasting too late, turn their life over to you and say, Lord, I just can't make it any longer. Let you take care of their life. And Father, I believe there's someone right now who is pleading the blood of Jesus Christ, who is asking for forgiveness. And I pray, God, that you will save their soul before it's everlasting too late. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you. I hope you'll write to me this week. Don't forget me. Pray for me. My eyes are getting bad. And, well, I'm getting up in the years, but I've been on this radio ministry many, many years. I appreciate the internet, stbi.org. I told Howard Russell yesterday, I was talking to him on the phone. I said, you can pull me up on stbi.org, Dana Olson, Daryl Olson, they're my servers, and I've given them the rights to carry my ministry right on after I'm gone. Won't that be good? Even though I'm gone, I'll still be preaching the gospel to you. So I appreciate you. I love you. I hope that you will sit down this week and send me a love offering. Kind of help me out on the radio ministry. We are a little bit behind, and I don't like getting behind. I don't like lagging behind. I like to stay ahead of the game. So I'm praying for you. You continue to pray for me. But until the same time next Sunday, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer. Write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.
Heaven needs.